RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tim Jenkins.
I've got people real mad at me in Chicago that how dare you? There's a radio guy up there, Mike North. He was real mad.
Founder and CEO of Jenkins Elite.
I'm Tim Jenkins and welcome to All Things QB, where I watch every single clip and break down the most important ones today.
Breaking down the positives and negatives.
You've seen progressions that align with the quarterback's eye. I hope that's what we get more of, but I hope we continue to see some of these concepts and the way we build things are better for the quarterback versus just looks good on paper.
Tim Jenkins with Raheemi Harrison Grody on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Let's jump into the film.
I have not gotten to talk to Tim Jenkins in a couple of weeks because of life and the holidays. Very excited to do so now. He joins us via the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Tim Jenkins is T. Jenkins Elite on X. He is the founder and CEO of Jenkins Elite. He watches the film for us and evaluates quarterbacks. And Tim, you have gotten in my head. If you want to see Tim, by the way, you can check out Tim's office on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. I've got a lot to talk to you about, Tim.
I'm fired up. Hopefully it's good, not bad. Normally when someone tells me I've got a lot to talk to you about, it follows up with a lot of grievances, you know, the airing of grievances like on Seinfeld. So hopefully that's not the case, but I'm excited.
Tim, we need to talk. Okay, so here's what I'm thinking. At this point, because of what you've taught us, there were times in the last 2 to 3 games, maybe even 4, where you could split the screen in half horizontally and watch just Caleb Williams' feet, and I could see whether or not he was going to overthrow a receiver, throw the ball out of bounds, or complete the pass. And it is exactly what you illustrated. When he locks out on the front foot too much and there's not enough weight distribution to the back, it's an overthrow. There's the rollout to the right side specifically where he will throw the ball off of his back foot in midair. And that's usually an overthrow out of bounds to the right. And then there are the plays where when he is set in the pocket, and we've seen a lot more of those in the last 2 weeks, it's a completed ball. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, 100%. And I think when you look at just this game specifically, I think it's interesting because it was actually one of the, I want to say it was one of the games where the breakdown had more, it felt like we had more bad clips to talk about, right? Whether it be, hey, he had a couple, you know, he forces one into the tight end that ends up getting tipped and then our guy gets rocked. We have the Komet force. We have a couple of just misses where it's like he's floating out of the pocket and he misses. With that being said, he paired it with like 6 or 7 greats, right? Where we're using a double cadence and getting the shot. We're, you know, holding on to, hey, give him this deep shot a chance, and he's executing it. So it was kind of an interesting one where, you know, I don't want to say it was a regression because I don't think it was a regression. I think it was more just the pace of the game. Like, I think when you're playing quarterback in a game like that, where it really felt like, it felt like the Bears were having to execute their offense, and it felt like the 49ers were on a walkthrough, right? Like, if I'm being honest, just watching it on TV, it was like, geez Louise, like, it felt like Caleb was under pressure, right? It felt like they were getting push up front. And then it felt like we were doing so many line twists from a defensive standpoint that it legitimately felt like most of the time Brock was just back there playing, you know, turkey bowl. And then the other times it's like, sure, he was elusive to a degree when he had to be. But yeah, I think a lot of the, when he was forcing the ball, I think a lot of that was based on just tempo of the game. It felt like, hey, we've got to keep up with them. The other ones, you're 100% right, right? We've had some mechanical breakdowns. I think a lot of the stuff with Caleb, and we've talked about it before on here, when you see the mechanical breakdowns, I really think they're easily addressable. Yeah. I just think no one's really felt the need to address him because he's so talented that it's been kind of like, hey, I don't want to mess him up. I do think the more that I hear Ben Johnson talk and the more I learn about him, he feels like one of those guys who nothing's going to go unaddressed. So I do feel like that's going to be a big offseason push, whether it's in OTAs or, you know, perimeter school, whenever they're going to do it. But I do feel like that's something that he will get addressed and then obviously cleaned up. It's something that, hey, we can't really speed clean that thing up going into the playoffs, but I do think he'll get that right for next year.
Well, and Tim, to that end, I think we're seeing improvement organically just with it being more unconscious. Like, you're seeing a little bit more of that, even it's not necessarily deliberate, but just in how he is comfortable. Like, I saw him step up in the pocket, you know, and I've seen that in the past few games where he will step up in the pocket, and inherently in doing so, both his feet are set. Now, I will say that it seemed like in this past game, shotgun had him with more set feet. I believe that he can run plays under center. That has never been a concern of mine. But when it comes to just looking at it from a footwork standpoint, it seemed like shotgun was where he was physically more comfortable as far as his footwork was concerned this past game.
Yeah, I think probably you're probably right in general, right? I think if you look at a kid like Caleb Williams, he's been playing in gun his whole life, right? So I think anytime he's in gun, he's going to be more comfortable. I think you're dead on, though, in terms of when he's – you can tell when his feet are tied to the progression, right? You can see when it's, hey, 1-2-3 or 1-2 or, hey, I'm a clean hitch up. You can see when he does that how much more his base is underneath him and how much more efficient he is as a passer. Because he's, you know, the Loveland ball that he throws on the free play, like it's a 45, 50 air yard throw that I feel like doesn't get more than 14 feet off the ground, right? It's just an insane throw. So when you couple quality mechanics with that sort of natural ability, that's when you're going to see really special stuff. He's starting to do that more consistently on tape. So I think you're dead on. When his feet are tied to the progression, when his feet are underneath him, he is just a consistent, hey, from my chin to your chest kind of player. Then, of course, like, hey, we've got to get that more often, or, hey, we've got to get in certain situations. And then, you know, operationally, there's still stuff that's left to be desired. And I don't think that falls all at the feet of Caleb Williams. That's getting the play call in. That's everybody knowing what they're doing. You know, I will say that there, if I was going to just kind of, and again, this isn't related to the question, but if I were to say there was one big takeaway from me, this was, I felt like, the most legit team that we've played that it really felt like, man, we were standing toe-to-toe with and going blow-to-blow with, you know, and again, a lot of people are going to say, well, the Niners, how many guys do they have out? But they've had those guys out for a while this year, and it was, you know, they're still whatever they are, 12 and whatever or 11 and whatever. And I do feel like this was the most we've gone toe-to-toe, giving me a ton of confidence going into the playoffs that maybe – there was still like a lingering doubt. Oh, okay, hey, you know, you beat the Packers without Jordan Love, or there's all these things you could point to. This 49ers team felt like, okay, hey, they were getting after us, and we stood toe-to-toe, and it really makes me feel kind of better about this team, especially if there's going to be a time where you've got to go on the road in the playoffs.
Tim Jenkins, the founder and CEO of Jenkins Elite, joining us as he does every Tuesday at this time on Raheemy Harrison Grody. And Tim, we had a robust conversation in the first hour of today's show. You can go and listen to it on the Odyssey app and click on the segment if you want to take a listen for those who are just now tuning in to hear Tim Jenkins' expert analysis. And the discussion was about this. Caleb Williams, I'm sold. He's the guy. Give him the second contract. Ben Johnson's going to work wonders with this guy. Mark Grody, not as sold. Leila Rahimi, not as sold. They're ready to punch the fifth-year option.
Yes.
But they're not sold on the second contract. I think he's the franchise quarterback who will bring big things to the Bears. Are you there yet after watching, 33 games of film of Caleb Williams? Are you there?
I love all you guys, so I'm like, I'm not sure I want to pick, you know?
No,
like
we need you to pick. You're the expert.
Hey, who do you love
I
more,
mean, a five-year you know? Commitment's pretty long these days, you know? Leads to a 10 eventually.
Here's what I'll say. And so let me talk from the quarterback perspective and not from the whether this makes sense as a GM or all the other things, because I'm going to be honest with you, like cap stuff and all that kind of jazz, I don't know, right? What I will say is Do I think he's done? Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be honest. I probably side on the give him the second contract. And the reason I say that is because the growth from week one to week 17, even if we stall, I mean, to me, I'm being honest, even if we stall out and this is as good as it's going to get, it's significantly better than most of the stuff I watch week to week when I watch across the NFL, right? Even if I'm not breaking the guys down on YouTube and just watching some of these guys, I'd be comfortable saying, hey, give him the second contract because it's still significantly better than most of the NFL. With that being said, I just don't see that happening. I see the growth continuing. Now, I'm saying that from strictly a football perspective. There's the monetary side of it of, hey, if we stall out and you pay him whatever you have to pay these guys now for quarterbacks, can you still win because you're getting rid of all these other guys? That answer is probably no, right? So to me, it's like that's where I probably feel unequipped to perfectly answer it, because what I could tell you is from, is he deserving of a second contract based on most of the stuff I turn on every week? Yeah, 100%. Is that, you know, does that fully answer the question? No, because you still have to evaluate, well, can we win minus, you know, three or four dudes that we need, and with everything we got to fill on the defense and all this other stuff. So from a franchise standpoint, it probably makes more sense to exercise that fifth year because you're probably paying significantly under the market, I would guess. I don't know how those work. But if you're paying under the market with what I think his quarterback play will be next year, you're going to be in a really good spot. And then also there's the side of it that, you know, quarterbacks are never going to be cheap. So if you can delay that second contract, it's probably advantageous because at some point you're paying these dudes a quarter to a half a billion dollars to play quarterback. And yeah, then all of a sudden you start eroding the talent around them. But from what I've seen from a quarterback play standpoint, I'd tell you it's, you know, it's good enough to warrant that.
Yeah, and look, we're seeing it game to game. It's right in front of us. If there ever was a fluid situation, it is Caleb Williams and watching this. And I would say from about week 12 on, just going through certain games, the three touchdown passes against the Steelers, the 28-yard pass to Cole Kmet in that Eagles game. I know that was all about the running game that day. Obviously, the 22-yard pass in the Browns game to DJ Moore was elite. The Packers game, the 46-yarder to DJ Moore. Like, we're seeing it. Like, I've gotten to the point where, yeah, for sure, it's pick up the option, and I'm not like a hard no by any means on a second contract. That just wasn't quite ready at this moment today to go there. But you mentioned the Colston Loveland catch or the throw to Colston Loveland on the free play. Was that the best play? What was the best throw of the day, touchdown or not, for Caleb Williams that you saw, Tim Jenkins?
So the Loveland throw was ridiculous. The other Loveland, I want to say it was Loveland. We call it Flutie House, where it's the sailing up. The one that he hits going up the sideline to one of it, I want to say it was Loveland, but to the tight end, the one that he throws on the free play is great. The one where it is basically a long handoff and there's a linebacker trailing, that was the best throw of the day because it's not only great schematically from Ben to set it up, to execute that throw where that linebacker was. Most guys put a little bit of height on it. You maybe get lucky with the coming, you know, the guy's going up in the air. We get the PI. You know, maybe your guy tracks it. Most of the guys, that throws, while the play is open, quote unquote, the throw just isn't in their golf bag, right? Like you guys know, you get out there, you play golf. There's certain shots, right? Oh, hey, this tree's in my way. Can I bend it around it? No, I can't, right? There's certain guys that can do different. They have different shots in their bag. Caleb has all of them. That throw to me was flat out special. So that was, I thought, the best one. You know, there were some other ones where it was just, I think if you were to say like, man, what stood out on tape in a positive way for me was it felt like he elevated in big moments. And I know he's done that in the past, right? But it felt like, man, some of these third down conversions, fourth down conversions, it was just, we consistently rose to the occasion. That was great to see, especially knowing that games are going to start to get even tighter than they are when you get to the playoffs. So that was special. But yeah, that long handoff on Flutie House was, I mean, that was about as good as it gets.
Well, and it just goes to show, Tim, also just the yards in air. You know, we hadn't seen, I think it was the DJ Moore game-winning catch against the Packers. There was a big break when it came to Caleb Williams just throwing the deep ball of how much yards in air it was getting. The flea flicker over 60 yards in the air. That was ridiculous at the time when you consider just the arm strength and what we talked about. He is able to throw an absolute massive deep ball in the NFL. So that may be like the next goal, you know, when I'm watching stuff. Like, do you have something in mind that you want to see more of, like what we just talked about?
Yeah, I think if I was gonna kind of say, hey, what's an area of improvement that I think is realistic this year? It would probably be to, you know, kind of shut a guy like Collinsworth up. You know what I mean? Like, Collinsworth is making it seem like this dude's missing layups all the time. And here's something I talked about on the breakdown is, it's hard for me because a lot of these things that we punish Caleb for, like the, hey, he's getting out of the pocket, this guy's wide open, right? We punish Caleb for it. But if you turn on last night's game, Matthew won't get punished for that because Matthew won't get out of the pocket. He would have taken a sack. So, like, you kind of have to evaluate these things. You know, you're grading on a curve, right? Hey, this kid, great. You know, his escapability's better. And then he gets out of the pocket and he sails a wide open guy. And we want to hammer him because he, you know, we're saying he missed a layup. Simultaneously, you know, 20 out of 32 guys in the NFL, that's just a sack. So, what's a more negative play? The incompletion because we sailed on the open guy or the sack? So if there was something I'd say, hey, I want to see him grow at, would be finishing those kind of plays. Because if you finish those kind of plays, you're not only separating yourself from, hey, I didn't take the sack. You're now, hey, this is a positive play on what would have been a negative play for two-thirds of the NFL. So that's kind of what I'd say, hey, I think realistic. Because honestly, I think stuff like that is just eye placement if I'm giving you the tactical standpoint. A lot of times you see guys, they sail it high into their arm side because they're peeking at the spiral, mm-hmm. right? Like, hey, you know, their eyes are just flashing up and they're looking for the spiral. That's a lot of arm side misses. And it's so funny because it's the easiest fix. And people are like, no, there's no way that's the case. It's 100% the case with NFL guys. Like, people sometimes have a hard time grasping the full narcissism it takes to get under center. And part of that is looking at how pretty the stuff is that you do. And you peek at that spiral, that ball is going to sail high into the right. So I think if he can clean up his eye placement in scramble situations, that's really going to help. And then finishing those plays, I think, you know, will really help solidify what I think would be more or less fair grading on the kid. Because I do think it's like, you know, Caleb will get out of the pocket and then he'll sail one. And I get it. We want to hammer Caleb. Meanwhile, Josh Allen, you know, he's also fading away and dirting a 2-point play to win it. Like, we got to be honest about how we're evaluating these guys because Josh and Caleb can both get out of the pocket and make that play. Meanwhile, most of the NFL just takes a sack and the play's over. And we kind of got to be honest about, like, those really aren't, you know, apples to apples comparisons.
Good point, Tim Jenkins. He always makes them. And I know his breakdown of the game from Sunday is out. You can watch Tim's full Caleb Williams breakdown video on his YouTube channel. It is All Things QB on YouTube. Thanks as always for the time, Tim.
Thanks, guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Thanks, Tim.
Yeah, that's right. And then becomes the question, when is it too late to wish somebody a Happy New Year?
January 3rd is the last day.
That's it? You get 3 days?
I'll give it all of January.
All of January?
What? Yeah. Oh, okay, here's what I'll do. Here's what I'll settle for. You guys can wish me happy birthday all of January because my birthday's coming up.
Oh, January. Wait, it's on my calendar.
January 9th, everybody.
I was going to say, is it the 9th? I have it here.
Capricorns, what's going on?
You take up an entire line.
Aw, thank you.
Mark Rotay's birthday.
No, that's not you, but
yeah. January 9th.
January 9th, that's right.
In the meantime, happy new year.
Why are you shaking your head over there, Marshall? I'm a narcissist, too.
January 3rd is kind of early. I don't think you are.
January 3rd's early? So. It's
to
been 3 days.
Stop saying Happy New Year.
So how late would you take it?
A week. 10 days. 10th. January 10th.
Wait, why can't you say to somebody Happy New Year for like two months? I think you could say it into the new year, I think. I think it's okay. It's still new. It's still fresh. I've still got my New Year's resolution like you do, Marshall.
I don't have a New Year's resolution.
Oh, my God, don't yell.
I don't have a New Year's resolution. But maybe my New Year's resolution should be stop yelling at people who
No, Marshall, stop feeling bad about that.
We're
you were awesome.
On an opinion show.
No, you were awesome.
I can get my opinion across without raising
my
voice. Please.
Why do you have an opinion? This makes me uncomfortable. It's like, well, then why are you listening to this show?
What's that voice again you just did?
It's a great voice.
It's like a texter getting mad that a person they're listening to having an opinion speaks with passion. Ooh, why are you yelling? Because we care about stuff?
You're right. And Marshall, look at me. Look at me. Marshall, look at me. Don't get on yourself for getting angry, for being passionate like that. It's all good.
I'm not about that.
It's okay.
I'm good. Okay. I'm good. I'm good, guys.
You're not about that mess, as Ben Johnson would say? That mess?
I kind of am to the point where I just want him to swear.
He has sworn. They bleep it out in the locker room.
Wrigleyville or...
No, but I mean, like, I on the podium. And I know that that's not really possible because then everybody has to dump it or edit it or whatever, and it makes everybody's jobs harder. But I'm kind of to that point with him.
You want him to unlock his DJ more. I got you.
Yeah.
There's been times, too, where he says shoot, and you know he's not saying shoot.
Of course. It's good work. It's good censorship. Self-censorship, would that be?
I know. Yeah, he's good at it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, DJ Moore was great.
He was
Twitcher's loving it. That is the best voice, Layla, with a heart emoji. From Ninefinger999. What's up, Twitchers?
They are
What's
the mob
going on?
Who refer to
the
them
Twitch
as the
mob. I'm sorry. I always call them just the Twitchers. What's going on? I don't say hello enough. I really don't. I got to get on there. I should probably.
Hi, mob.
Yeah. We love you, mob. You're always there. You're always there. And I don't take that for granted.
And you know what we're going to do now for the mob and everybody else?
What?
We're going to go around the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
Music and everything. Next on Raheemy Harrison Grody.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what that music means. We waited until Tuesday because, you know, there's a whole Monday night football game. And whether or not you like it, you probably had to pay attention to the Rams and Falcons.
I think we might be projecting on that because I didn't like it, but I paid attention to it.
And then here we are calling Kirk Cousins Kirko Bangs again, and I'm not okay with that either. But the Falcons won 27-24, and that was perplexing. Bijan Robinson ran all over everybody all of the time. He ends up with 195 yards in this game and a touchdown, ran for 93 on his longest. And that's kind of the idea is run the football and good things will tend to happen. But if you'd asked me if I thought the Rams were going to lose to the Falcons, I don't care what the scenario is, I would have not said that. But yeah, 27-24 Atlanta.
If you told me the best team in the NFC South that was playing the best football in the NFC South was the New Orleans Saints, I wouldn't have bought that either. But here we are, winners of four in a row, including wins over both the Panthers and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
It's that part that makes it extra confusing, is that if you look at the standings now, and we've joked about how somebody has to win the NFC South.
But it's real.
One of you has to win. And right now the Carolina Panthers lead the division at 8-8. Then it's Tampa Bay at 7-9, and the Falcons and Saints were eliminated from playoff contention. Despite, yes, what Marshall mentioned, the Saints are winners of four in a row. By the way, Niners have now won six straight after their win over the Bears. Seattle has won six straight. And then you've got the Rams, who after that loss are 11-5. So the NFC West, still far and away, I think, the best division in football. And the playoff seeding starts to kind of take shape, guys.
Yeah, and I was looking at that West too, Layla, and it feels like, I mean, it's easy to look at Seattle and San Francisco and say that they've both won, as you said, six in a row, those two teams. The Rams, I feel like most of the year when we do this segment, we've considered them to be the best team.
They're my pick.
I confess.
Go to the Super Bowl.
Really, still. Like, I feel like San Francisco.
Seattle looks really good.
I mean, they all do. I mean, with Kyle Shanahan clicking with his court, because it comes down to quarterback and coach when it's the playoffs. If you want to make it that, and maybe that's oversimplifying, but boy, does San Francisco have that right now.
Well, here's why this is so important, because if San Francisco beats Seattle this weekend,
yeah,
they get the one seed.
Yeah.
And that, I think, takes Seattle out of the mix because now
clear
they got to go on the road
clear
to do stuff.
And
you want to talk about a team where the home field advantage will absolutely translate
Seattle
into points? It's Seattle.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this game becomes absolutely crucial. And Marshall, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, maybe, we're looking at the last week of the season, week 18, seeing what all was on the line, and you deduced that the Monday night or the Sunday night football game was going to be Steelers and Ravens, and lo and behold,
you just can't go wrong with that matchup. You notice they put the other division big games on Saturday night with the doubleheader.
Yeah.
And they were like, but for Sunday night, we're going to give you Old Faithful. Mike Tomlin, now including Aaron Rodgers as a bonus, and the Steelers going up against multiple-time MVP Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens.
Are we sure he's healthy?
Oh, no, we're definitely not sure he's healthy.
Yeah.
But that game is going to be healthy, and those ratings are going to be healthy. I can tell you that.
What did happen to your Aaron Rodgers and your Steelers against your Cleveland Browns?
Okay, so they're both mine? Yeah. You're giving me possession of all of it?
I'll give you all the AFC.
The AFC North belongs to me?
Congratulations. What a prize.
You're welcome.
Myles Garrett said it best. They were more obsessed with stopping me from breaking the NFL single-season sack record than they were actually winning the game.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought they could wait till the last minute to win it. Did not work out for them. But now Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers will win this game. And they're still going to be a threat because whoever doesn't win these other divisions has to come to them as a wild card team.
Also, low-key, isn't it kind of an amazing statement when you could say that you were more obsessed with stopping me than winning the game and then you lose?
It's a bad statement.
You know what that means? You are a game changer.
Mm.
Not that we needed any proof, but there it is, Myles Garrett.
But back to our around the NFL, from an NFC standpoint, now you're looking as a Bears. First of all, Bears fans, root for the Niners this weekend.
No. Boo.
You want to have to go to Seattle?
Nope.
Oh, okay, then why would you not root for the Niners?
Because they just beat the Bears. And I'm
but hold up. What?
Tie.
What has you
no,
more?
I think Seattle's
no,
still
right. You got to think big picture here, Layla. In the grand scheme of things, the Bears, they win, they beat the Lions, they get to play two games in a row, and they win both those games. What sounds more appealing to you? A trip to San Francisco, where you know the Bears can hang, or a trip to Seattle, where that home field advantage, as you just mentioned, is deadly?
What a great question.
I'm worried about the very first part of this. I'm still trying to figure out whether or not I want the Bears to face an NFC West opponent or the Packers for a third time.
It's the Packers.
Knowing math. Like, that really concerns me.
It's the Packers.
You know what's amazing about the NFC North? Think about last year, what was going on with Detroit and Minnesota and Green Bay and not the Bears. Like, you look at Green Bay right now, lost three in a row. Minnesota, 8-8, lost four in a row.
No, Minnesota's won four in a row.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, one four in a row.
They're streaking in the right direction.
Sorry, I don't have my glasses on. And Detroit has lost three in a row. They were just eliminated by Minnesota, of course, who did win that game, Mark.
Yeah, that's what's crazy about the Vikings, though, is that they were 4-8, and now they're 8-8.
Yeah, I don't know what that means for them. I'm talking about heading into next year. Have they figured? I haven't been watching Minnesota football closely enough. Have they figured stuff out?
Well, Max Brosmer's been playing quarterback, so I would say no.
No, they haven't figured stuff out.
I would say that Kevin O'Connell is a good head coach.
Sir, we got Max Brosmer. Max Crosby? No. Max Brosmer.
That sounds like a Bears thing.
That's a tough letdown you just gave me right there.
The Bears will have Max Crosby in like 8 years.
Mark, are you with me, though, on
the way it works?
Are you going to help get the message out the Bears fans should be rooting 37? For the 49ers this weekend? Are you with me on
Wait,
that?
Wait, what?
The Bears fans should be rooting for the 49ers against the Seahawks so that the 49ers end up as the one seed and not the Seahawks.
Because then the Bears would potentially have to go to
Santa Clara. Seattle. You don't want to go to Seattle for a playoff game.
I think you're right.
Yeah, thank
probably.
You.
Both
yeah.
suck, frankly.
Yeah, both,
no,
do.
Both are not great.
That's why I'm saying I think you're right.
The lesser of the suck is probably Santa Clara.
And let me add Rosenblum. One more wrinkle to that. There's a lot better chance of the 49ers losing a home game in the divisional round than there is of the Seahawks losing a divisional game at home.
Do you know what the Seahawks differential is?
It's +181. It is the highest in the National Football League.
And it's not even close. The Patriots is +142. And oh, by the way, we're talking about win streaks. How about the Texans, winners of 8 in a row? And then their divisional rival, the Jaguars, winners of 7 in a row.
Yeah, and I got money
on the... Be lucky you're not in the AFC still, I guess.
I got money on the Texans winning the division. So go ahead and fall down, Jacksonville. Hey, I appreciate that.
What a twist and plot turn twists.
What about the Colts? They had their own plot twist, man.
That's that was
a 6-2 start.
Weren't they 7-1?
They were 6-2.
Oh. I thought they were 7-1.
I thought they were 7-1. I think you got to check your facts on that.
Okay, maybe I'll check my facts.
I think so.
Check your snacks.
Maybe you guys are right.
Yeah, I think they were.
I'm pretty sure they were 6-2 and then lost 6.
They
in
were
a row.
7-1.
No, they were 7-1.
When they beat the Titans, they were 7-1.
So they're now 8-8, and they've lost 6 in a row.
Is that bad? Riley Leonard's starting at quarterback.
It's
Uncle
Sir,
Phil's
we got
out.
Max Brosmer. Who?
Uncle Phil's out. Phil Rivers is not starting this Sunday. But back
Phil
to
Rivers
the...
secured the insurance and then got out of there.
Five more years.
The
plus
Tennessee
five.
Porthians are 3-13.
So. I'll say this again. I just want to make sure we're all on the same page here. You want the Niners to be the one seed because the chances of them losing a playoff game at home are much higher than the chances of the Seattle Seahawks losing a playoff game at home.
Probably.
And you don't want to go to Seattle for a playoff game. You don't want to do that.
So other than focusing on that pivotal game,
okay,
which is what we just discussed,
yes.
49ers Seahawks, that's Saturday night on ABC/ESPN.
Yes.
News, breaking news. I watch ESPN.
And you say it.
Yeah.
I think the Manny Cast is on ESPN.
See how passionate I am?
Four-letter network.
What is the second game of interest to you outside of the Bears? I think it's got to be Ravens Steelers, right? Here are your options. Number one, you have Panthers and Buccaneers, and someone has to win this division game. Number two, you have Saints, Falcons, Browns, Bengals, Packers, Vikings. Maybe you watch it just to see what the Packers are doing against the Vikings. Cowboys, Giants, Titans, Jaguars, Colts, Texans, Jets, Bills, Lions, Bears, Chargers, Broncos, where we know that Herbert will sit. He's battling an injury, which is a shame because that could have been a very sexy game. Chiefs, Raiders, Cardinals, Rams, Dolphins, Pats, Commanders, Eagles, and then Ravens, Steelers. So what? Those are your choices. What piques your interest?
Well, definitely the Carolina-Tampa game because that directly affects who's doing what in the NFC playoffs. So I think that's at the top of my list.
Washington Eagles, of course.
Same reason?
For the, yeah.
You just want to
for
see
math.
What,
it's not a
what
great
Philly's
game.
Going to look like going into the playoffs?
I think Philly's going to destroy them. I really do. And then the next game for me probably I guess it's going to be... The slate is not beautiful.
I know.
It's not as pretty as when we looked at it a few weeks ago.
Because a few weeks ago, the Colts-Texans looked like a thing, right? Before they fell off the face of the earth.
The better question is, I wonder if the Texans try to just keep it going, knowing you've won 8 in a row. Do you try to give some people some rest?
That's a good question.
Did you mention Chargers at Denver?
Yes, I did. Because
Justin Herbert's not playing.
That's the thing. Like, that would have been an incredible game, considering Herbert versus Knicks and, like, that defense on Denver. And you want to see how that plays out. But it doesn't have the same draw that it had previously.
Yeah.
I think the only other game I'm going to really have an eye on is Rams and Cardinals. Because I just want to, like, Rams, you're okay, right? It's a check-in on the Rams.
If they lose to the Cardinals, do you have any confidence that they would win in the playoffs?
That is pretty easy to pick either Seattle or San Francisco after that, because you've been pretty steadfast, and understandably, Marshall, on the Rams. I think you too, Layla. So
I liked the Rams. I did pick them to make it to the Super Bowl to face the Bills. That was my preseason pick.
It's not a bad pick.
It's not like, yeah.
I don't even want to know what my pick was.
I think Ravens and Steelers becomes the watch.
It wasn't the Packers.
No, it wasn't the Steelers either.
Ah, see, there you go. No one associated with Aaron. Wasn't the Jets. No one associated with Aaron Rodgers was on your list.
No,
to make,
it just can't be.
Make big things happen.
It's in the family. I don't have to tell you.
The Eagles are interesting because I do want to know what version of the Eagles heads into the playoffs. Is it the version that, you know, didn't get any passing yards in a whole half?
Right.
They had 64 total yards.
Who are they? Yeah.
It was bad.
Maybe they, you know, the proverbial... They kick it up in the postseason. I mean, they did just win the Super Bowl last year, so the expectation is postseason. Maybe that's when they do their best work.
Seahawks are definitely the team to avoid, though. That's just straight up. The team you need to avoid in the playoffs is the Seahawks. And for as long as possible.
And speaking of going around the NFL, we've mentioned it a couple times, the Super Bowl. Are you a local business owner or employee? Mm. How would you like to have your commercial air during Super Bowl 60 right here on The Score? Here is your chance. We've brought back The Score Big for your business contest, where you can enter to win a 30-second Super Bowl commercial on The Score's broadcast of Super Bowl 60 from Westwood One. And new this year, you can win a live broadcast for your brand. Log on to 670thescore.com/contests to enter now and learn more details. The deadline to enter is January 18th. Score Big for your business is sponsored by People's Bank, where betting banking keeps moving forward. Member FDIC. Coming up next, you know, we talk a lot about Rex Ryan. What about his brother? What's his brother doing these days?
Rob?
Well, he told us a little bit about it, what he's doing. We'll hear about it next.
Playoffs? Don't talk about
it. We are Chicago.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This is Rahimi Harris and Grody on 670 The Score, and this came across my path. You know, we talk a lot about Rex Ryan, and at one point Rex and Rob were center. They were everywhere. People talked about them a lot. I felt like when Rob was the defensive coordinator of the Cowboys, for example, he was more the face of the team than anybody else because he had all that hair, too. You know, he kind of looked like a lion at times.
Mm.
But Rob is somebody who hasn't been in the public as much, except Rob Ryan is still very much employed and hanging out as an assistant coach.
He's like Stephen Baldwin, the Baldwin that's not as popular.
Isn't Stephen Baldwin, though, also Hailey Bieber's dad?
Oh, really?
Yes.
He was the one that was in The Usual Suspects, right? Stephen Baldwin? Stephen of the Baldwins?
That I don't know.
That is correct. You are correct.
He is Hailey Bieber's dad. I'm looking at that.
So Rob Ryan is now with USC. He's the assistant head coach and defense and linebackers coach, which makes sense. Kind of like Chip Kelly. Guys who stay employed like that stay employed. And Rob is Rob's wearing this USC sweatshirt, and USC is in Texas for a bowl game. So Rob was asked about something that he used to partake in when he was in Texas. Uh-oh. Take a listen.
Uh-oh. Obviously, when you say big fan of Whataburger, I am about the biggest fan of Whataburger. We've been here two nights, already had it, dined it twice on it. The whole family's big Whataburger people. We absolutely love it. And what is that?
Oh. We got you.
Oh, my God. I'm going to tear up. It's the best restaurant ever. My go-to, two doubles with extra cheese. And you know Whataburger loads the cheese on them anyway? I still get another slice. Call me crazy, but I get everything on it. And the jalapenos. I mean, what's the Whataburger without the jalapeno? It's not as hot. You're torn between the fries and the onion rings, but I always go with the onion rings. It's the biggest drink in the history. And then the little pellets of ice. Come on. I mean, that's perfection. Look, I walked out of a steak place last night, true story, to get the Whataburger, and that's the whole family. Trojans fight on. We love Whataburger. Oh, yeah. Heck yeah. Thank you. I'll see you there tonight.
I forgot how much he sounded like Rex. Sean is cackling over there.
Do you want to know how many calories are in his order?
The total order?
Yes.
For the career?
For the career?
For the career?
It is a 3,050 calorie order that, according to this, costs $27.24.
$27?
For his Whataburger order?
Yes, for his Whataburger order.
Whataburger.
It's the double Whataburger.
Water.
It's two of them.
No.
Plus he has a large
Whataburger
drink,
really?
And a water. Medium onion rings. I'm surprised he only got medium and not a large onion rings, by the way. But
got to make room for all the cheese, apparently.
Little justifications along the way.
Most times, if I'm eating a fast food burger, I do
balance.
I want the cheese.
And a Diet Coke.
I need another slice of cheese. Like, I don't like a double cheeseburger that doesn't have, like...
You want to taste that cheese.
Yeah, I want to... The cheese needs to be a prominent actor in the movie.
No
in
argument
the scene.
Here. No argument here.
Yeah.
I hadn't really given it a lot of thought. Well, I don't typically order a fast food burger.
I don't either, but when I do,
all
let
right,
me tell you.
All right, if you had to, what's your go-to? Like, you get to order, unless you just don't like burgers. You're just not a burger fan, Layla?
Oh, no,
or you
I
just
like
discipline?
Burgers.
Still
no,
discipline
I don't have discipline, and I like burgers.
Okay, so if you had to order a burger, fast food burger, right now, what are you guys getting?
Oh, In-N-Out.
For In-N-Out? Okay. Clarification, is Five Guys a fast food burger?
Yes.
Does that count?
I think so. I think so.
Because there's no drive-through.
Yeah,
there's
the
no...
prices dictate that, too. Yeah. They're
fast
cheaper.
Casual.
Yeah. Oh, they are expensive?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe it's not fast food, then.
Let's count it fast and fast casual.
So my order from Five Guys, you're going to think I'm disgusting, but I'm going to tell you anyway.
No, I bet I'm going to like it.
I get the big cheeseburger, so that means it comes with two patties and cheese.
Okay. It's a double cheeseburger.
Yeah, basically a double cheeseburger. So it's got ketchup, mustard, lettuce, tomato. Those are the things I put on it. There's an array of things you could put on a burger there. And then I get a dog, a bacon cheese dog.
Wow.
With ketchup and mustard only.
It's heavy duty, man.
And then I get a chocolate milkshake.
Okay.
No, I don't know how many calories it is, but it's a lot of calories.
There's a little gluttony involved there. But
if I don't do it often.
So,
I
got you.
It's such a flex to order protein on the side of protein.
Oh, I actually did that recently myself.
I accidentally did that once in South Korea. I couldn't order right from a chicken place and got chicken on the side of chicken. And I was pretty happy
with it. Wait a minute. How did that happen? You just, the way you said your order? Well,
no, it was the way the signs were translated. And I thought I was getting, I thought I was getting like some sort of like side of like fries or something along those
lines.
But
it was just more chicken.
But I was like, dude, I'm not even mad about this. Like, I frankly, that's the better play. Protein as a side of protein.
Amen.
Rob would be proud of you.
I had a...
You know, they say it's healthier to get two burgers than it is to get burgers and fries. That's why that's my order.
Or just
what
do
about
it?
Onion rings, though?
Oh, yeah.
Those are also bad for you.
Dude, Sean's just giggling over there.
He's cackling.
Why were you... What did you like about that so much?
He keeps calling it Whataburger, and it was killing me.
Whataburger.
What about you, Gross?
Oh, right now, I'm in the mood for a double Whopper
right now?
Yeah. Like
there's a Burger King right down in the pit.
I'd get a double. I'm not going to do it because I got to have a little discipline in my life.
Why?
Change
tomorrow when you do your news resolution.
Oh, Black Ned Flanders from the Twitch mod has this. Burger King double Whopper with pepper jack cheese and extra pickles.
Well, we're kind of on the same page.
So what's yours?
Okay. No, just a double Whopper. Just like with everything on it, and
no
I would
cheese?
Go. I would go. Well, yeah, cheese. Okay. I think cheese comes on it.
No,
right?
Cheese does not come on the Whopper.
Okay, I'd throw the cheese on the double Whopper, and I would probably get onion rings and maybe a small chicken sandwich on the
Guys,
side.
Guys, did you ever get like the cheapo McDonald's hamburger or cheese?
Oh yeah,
burger?
Of course.
Like the, from
of course.
The, like,
it comes
the
from the Happy
menu.
Meal.
That's the number
it comes
two.
From the Happy
that's
meal.
Number
yeah,
two.
The value menu one specifically.
Yeah, of
and,
course.
Like, for whatever reason, the ketchup on that one always tasted extra good.
Yes. Oh yeah.
I don't know why.
The ketchup pickle ratio on the just the McDonald's cheeseburgers.
With the diced onions?
Is right. And the onions.
Diced onions.
It's right on time.
As
they perfected
I said earlier
that.
On the show, I'm not kissing anyone. So like diced onion, I'll just go brush my teeth later. It's so, yeah, there's something, but it's like the ketchup is like extra acidic or something.
You're right.
It's got a little more bite to it.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like a fountain soda at McDonald's has a little more bite to it.
Yes, the Diet Coke, famously. Good carbonation.
And
the
like,
best carbonation.
Nobody's paying me to say these things.
High C
I just,
orange
there's
for me.
Something about the McDonald's. Yeah, there's something
or,
about
sorry,
the like
orange lava burst.
Simple McDonald's cheeseburger.
No, those are
hamburger.
Great, and it's cool to get two. It's nice when
well,
you
they have an actual two cheeseburger meal.
Yes, and it's pretty nice. It's like you can get the quarter pounder with cheese meal, which is my go-to at McDonald's, but there is value in the two cheeseburger
do you understand,
meal.
Do you want to understand how fat of a kid I was?
Oh, yeah.
I used to work at the YMCA doing the scoreboard when I was like 13 years old. Like I would keep the score for, little kid baseball or whatever. And I'd be like, Mom, come here, buy this, and I'll give you the money. Here was my order for McDonald's. Two Big Macs, extra. So I guess it was a Big Mac extra value meal, supersize everything, because supersize was a thing back then, and give me another Big Mac on the side.
Oh, that's awesome.
No, I, now that I look back.
I was just a six-piece chicken nuggets fan. Like, I kept it so simple.
You had discipline. That's why you weren't fat kid
oh,
like,
no, I was still,
like Marshall
no,
and I.
No, I was fat. Still... No, I was... Oh, no, I got told I could skip a few meals.
Fat,
that was something that was
chicken,
said to me.
Chicken legs.
So, yeah, none of us are correct on that. But when it comes to fast food, yeah, I think In-N-Out Burger is the I will get that when I'm in California on occasion.
Nice.
In-N-Out Burger, don't get the fries, though, because those taste like...
I love
like,
the fries.
A little bit of the old
like
In-N-Out.
The, potato sticks, STIX, from the vending machine. That's what In-N-Out fries taste like.
I like them, but that's just me. So go on, Rob Ryan. Treat yourself.
Do you.
Yes, while you're in Texas, get the Whataburger. I'm a Whataburger breakfast taquito girl. That's always what I liked from there. It's basically just a bigger breakfast taco, but
sounds good. I've never had that place.
Ah, we got to fix that somehow.
Yeah,
and apparently we've got to let Matt Spiegel and Lawrence Holmes do their show. Interesting.
They're here.
Big
They're ready.
True. We'll talk to them next.
Two doubles with extra cheese, and you know Whataburger loads of cheese on them. Anyway. I still get another slice.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.